We thank the Lord for the wonderful hymns.
我们为着刚刚所唱的诗歌感谢神。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
The burden that the Lord has put in my heart this morning is to share on the recovery of brotherly love.
今天神放在我心中的负担是要来交通恢复弟兄相爱。
Let us read some scriptures in the Bible.
让我们先来读几处经文。
Let's turn our Bible to the book of Revelations.
让我们先来翻看启示录。
We're going to focus on the Revelation chapter 3.
启示录三章。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to 8.
启示录三章七到八节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to 8.
启示录三章七到八节。
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true,who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name.
启示录三章七到八节。你要写信给腓拉铁非教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
Revelation 3 verse 11 to 12.
启示录三章十一到十二节。
I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, so that no one will take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。
Next, we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 24.
接下来我们要读的是马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Chapter 24, verse 12.
马太福音二十四章十二节。
Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold.
只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
And then we're going to turn to the letters to the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 to 16.
接下来我们要看的是以弗所书四章十五到十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 to 16.
以弗所书四章十五十六节。
But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Verse 16, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causing the growth of the body,for the building up of itself in love.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各安各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Finally, we're going to read the gospel according to John chapter 13.
最后我们要看的是约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
Verse 34 to 35.
三十四到三十五节。
Chapter 13, verse 34 to 35.
约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节。我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再来有一些祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much.
我们天上的父，实在是感谢你。
Thank you that you have loved us to a point that you have given us your beloved Son.
谢谢你爱我们到一个地步，你愿意为着我们舍了你的独生爱子。
And we thank you that your love this morning fill our hearts.
我们感谢你，谢谢你的爱今天早上招聚我们，也充满我们。
May you continue to speak to our hearts.
愿你继续的与我们的心说话。
And help us to understand what you are after in your church.
帮助我们真的是能够明白你对你的教会是存何等样的心。
And before you return, Lord,
在你回来之前，
May you gain these people among the saints that will truly be able to live out the reality of brotherly love.
主耶稣基督，愿在你的圣徒当中，你真的是能够得着我们活出彼此相爱、弟兄相爱的实际。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
靠你的名。
Amen.
Amen.
From the book of Revelation, we just read,
我们刚刚读的启示录,
we saw the vision of the seven golden lampstands from chapter 1 to 3.
在启示录那里，从一到三章，我们看见的是七个金灯台的意象。
And God shows us seven different church conditions.
神借着七个金灯台的意象给我们看见七个不同的教会他们不同的光景。
And one theme that we can clearly see,
在这七个不同的教会里面我们看见有一个同样的主题。
The main focus of the attack of the enemy is to make us fall out of God's love.
我们就是看见说仇敌他主要的攻击就是要让教会里面的弟兄姊妹们都从神的爱中被偏离出去。
What made the Ephesian church fall out of the first love?
那什么是使第一个教会以弗所的教会离弃了神的爱呢？
It was their busy work and toils for the Lord.
是他们为着神辛劳的摆上辛苦的工作。
What made the Laodicean church fall out of love into a lukewarm condition?
那又是什么使最后一个教会老底家的教会他们从神的爱中偏离跌落到不冷不热的光景呢？
It was their riches.
就是他们自以为富足。
Not only their material riches,
不仅是他们外面物质上是丰富的，
but also their abundant spiritual inheritance, spiritual knowledge.
更是说到他们属灵的知识，他们继承了非常丰富的属灵的遗产。
Indeed, before the glorious return of our Lord Jesus,
是的，在主耶稣基督第二次荣耀降临之前，
in Matthew chapter 24,
马太福音24章，
Jesus already warned us,
主耶稣已经严厉地警告我们，
that many people's love will grow cold.
在他回来之前，许多人的爱心会渐渐冷淡。
In verse 12, Jesus said,
在24章12节这里，
because lawlessness is increased,
那是因为不法的事增多。
Most people's love will grow cold.
许多人的爱心就因此渐渐冷淡了。
And Jesus here was referring to people of God in the last days.
这里的许多人，主耶稣说的是神的百姓。
Because lawlessness is increased.
那是因为不法的事增多。
Many, many people of God, their love for God and for brothers and sisters will grow cold.
神家的百姓神家中很多人，他们向着神的爱，向着弟兄姊妹的爱，会渐渐的冷淡。
But strangely,
但很奇怪的是，
when we read Revelation chapter 2 to 3,
但是如果我们读启示录二到三章，
we'll find that there is this one church in Philadelphia among these seven churches.
在这七个教会里面，我们看见其中有一个叫腓拉铁菲的教会。
What is so special about this church?
为什么腓拉铁菲的教会在神眼中那么特别呢？
We know that by its name.
从腓拉铁菲这个名字，
This church is known for its brotherly love.
我们就知道这个教会的特征就是弟兄相爱。
Because this word Philadelphia in its original text means brotherly love.
腓拉铁菲的原文的意思就是弟兄相爱。
So the Lord Jesus commanded their good condition and encouraged them to hold fast what you have.
主耶稣基督称赞了他们这一个好的光景，并且鼓励他们要持守自己所有的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
What happens if we fail to love?
如果我们在爱中失败了，或者在爱这件事情上失败了，那什么会临到我们呢？
If we fail to love,
如果我们不能相爱，
then there is no testimony for the Lord.
在我们中间就不可能有耶稣基督的见证。
Because we can see this from the Lord's warning to the church in Ephesus.
因为从主耶稣基督警告以弗所的教会，我们可以看见。
In Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 to 5,
启示录二章四到五节，这里我们看。
The Lord said to the church in Ephesus,
主责备以弗所的教会说，
I have this against you,
有一件事我要责备你，
that you have lost your first love,
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
And then he said,
然后主耶稣紧接着
说 Unless you repent,
除非你悔改
I will remove your lampstand out of its place.
如果你不悔改，我就会将灯台从你那里挪去。
We know that the lampstand is to be light up and shine.
我们知道灯台的作用是被点亮，然后发出光。
So that the testimony of Jesus Christ can be seen through the church.
如此，主耶稣基督的见证就能够借着教会被显明，被人看见。
But without this first love,
但是如果没有起初的爱
even with all their hard work and toils and labors for the Lord,
就算我们为主辛劳地摆上辛勤的工作，殷勤地献上全部
perhaps,
或许
They will have a lot of people coming to church.
可能他们的教会有很多人聚会。
Perhaps they will have a lot of church activities.
或许他们有非常多的教会的活动。
But
但是
they will not have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
在他们中间不可能有耶稣基督的见证。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
we have to ask,
我们不得不问一个问题。
What is love?
什么是爱？
You know, this world has...The wrong definition for love.
这个世界对爱的定义是不正确的。
But only through God's word,
但是只有借着神的话
we can truly know what love is.
我们可以真的知道什么是爱。
Because the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
God is love.
神是爱。
And His love is perfect in truth and in holiness.
神的爱是在真理和圣洁中完全的。
We know that in the original Greek,
我们知道在原文当中
there are two words for love.
说到爱有两个不同的词。
The first one,
第一个
is agape love.
是 agape 的爱。
The second one,
第二个
is phileo love.
是 phileo 的爱。
Agape means the active divine love of God.
Agape 的爱讲到是从神那里来的神圣的积极的爱。
Phileo means the affection, the friendship, and the natural love.
Phileo 指的是我们人跟人之间天然的爱慕、感情、我们的友谊。
Now, these two words are both translated into a single word love in both the English Bible and the Chinese Bible.
无论是中文的圣经还是英文的圣经，这两个字都是翻译成同一个字，就是爱。
Probably this is because while these two Greek words of love are different, yet they cannot be fully separated.
可能是因为虽然他们有着不同的意思，但是却不能完全的分开。
What that really means?
那这个就是告诉我们
God does not only want us to have agape love and completely erasing our human affection love.
神并没有要让我们单单的只拥有从神那里得着的圣洁的爱却抹除掉我们天然的情感这不是神的意图
On the flip side
另一方面
Neither does God want us to only have human love yet completely be disconnected from the love of God agape love
神也不希望我们单单的只有人之间的爱慕却没有从神那里得着神圣洁的爱
Indeed when our Lord Jesus came to this world
是的当我们的主道成肉身来到地上
As the beloved Son of God,
作为神的独生爱子
He showed us the real agape love through His relationship with His Heavenly Father.
借着他与天父的关系，他给我们看见什么是真正的 agape 的 love 的爱。
But on the other hand,
另一方面
as the perfect Son of Man,
他在地上作为一个完全的人子
He also showed us the genuine phileo love for His disciples and all those who are around Him.
他向着他的门徒和所有围绕在他身边的人，他也给我们看见什么是真诚的人的那个 phileo 的爱。
Not only that,
不仅如此
we also know that God's eternal purpose for His church has to be perfected in love.
我们知道神向着教会那个永远的旨意，一定要在爱中被完全。
In Ephesians chapter 4, 15 to 16, we can see this.
在以弗所书四章十五到十六节，我们可以看见。
The body is to be built up in love when every member exercises their proper function.
当百节各尽其职，是按照个体的功用在尽到责任的时候，这个身体就要在爱中被建立。
We know having the knowledge of God is important.
我们知道认识神是一件很重要的事。
But then if we only have knowledge of God without love,
但是如果我们只有知识却没有爱,
then this knowledge will only puff us up.
那这个知识只会让人自高自大。
It's not edifying.
不能够彼此相助,彼此建立。
So therefore, without love,
所以如果没有爱,
there's no testimony of the unity of the body of Christ.
那么 主耶稣基督身体合一的见证就不可能在我们当中真的显出来。
More knowledge cannot bring us into this unity.
单单只有知识不可能带我们进入到身体合一的见证里。
More meetings cannot bring us into this unity.
单单只有密集的聚会也不可能带我们进入到身体合一的实际里。
That's why in the Gospel according to John 13 verse 34 to 35, Jesus gave us a new commandment.
这就是为什么在约翰福音13章34到35节那里主耶稣给了我们一个新的命令。
He said,
他说,
love one another.
要彼此相爱。
Even as I have loved you.
我怎样爱你们。
That you also love one another.
你们也要怎样相爱。
So today,
所以今天,
it is so important for all of us to know God's love.
所以认识神的爱对我们来说是至关重要的一件事。
Because this deep love of God gives us deep assurance in faith.
因为当我们越认识神的爱的时候，我们在信心当中对神的确据也就越深。
Knowing that in whatever situation that we are facing right now,
我们就会知道无论我们面对的是怎样的环境，
It is all because of God's deep love putting us here.
都是因为出自神向着我们深远的爱，是因为他的爱才将我们放在这样的环境里面。
And we can be fully assured that all things work together for good to those who love him.
我们也能够真的满心的相信神是让万事互相效力，让爱神的人得益处。
Knowing that no matter how deep our struggle is today,
无论我们现在怎样深的挣扎里面，
God's love will never let us go.
神因为爱我们，他绝对不会撇下我们，离弃我们。
It is because of this deep love of God.
是因为神深远的爱。
Then we can start to really know our God.
我们开始真的认识神。
And it is because of this deep love of God,
也是因为神深远的爱,
then we can start to learn how to love.
我们开始认识怎样的去爱别人。
Because of this deep love of God,
也是因为神深远的爱,
we start to learn how to serve.
我们开始学习侍奉。
So what are the different characteristics of God's love?
那么神的爱有什么特点呢?
The first one,
第一点,
love is victorious.
神的爱是得胜的。
It overcomes all our weaknesses.
神的爱胜过了我们所有的软弱。
And God's victorious love wins us back to him.
神得胜的爱也将我们的心重新的赢回来。
The second,
第二点,
love never let us go.
神的爱绝对不会撇下丢弃我们。
God loves us so much.
神爱我们。
And he will never give up on us.
他绝对不会丢下我们。
Number three,
第三点,
love that never fails.
神的爱永不止息。
Man's love always fails.
人的爱总是有限的。
But God's love will never fail us.
人的爱有尽头，但是神的爱永不止息。
Number four.
第四点。
Love that is steadfast and strong.
神的爱是坚固，是稳定的。
Man's love is not reliable.
人的爱是不可靠的。
But God's love is always steadfast and strong.
但是神的爱永远都是稳固坚定的。
Number five.
第五点。
Love that bears long suffering.
神的爱是长久忍耐，长久受苦。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
And he is willing to bear with us despite long suffering.
他长久地忍耐我们，他自己长久受苦。
Because he has this hope that one day we will all grow up and become mature.
他要一直等到我们到那一天完全地成熟为止。
Number six.
第六点。
Love means sacrifice.
神的爱就是代表牺牲奉献。
Our God loves us so much,
我们的神爱我们。
That he sacrificed his only begotten son for our sins in order to win us back to him.
他甚至献上他自己的独生爱子，为着我们的罪，为要引我们重新的回到他的身边。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this love of God is not only a biblical truth or doctrine.
神的爱不仅只是圣经上的一些字句或者道理，
But the Holy Spirit also works through our daily lives so that we can experience the fullness of his love.
圣灵也要在我们每一天的生活当中做工在我们身上，好让我们真的是能够经历认识他这一个完全的爱。
You know, when we were first saved,
当我们刚刚得救的时候，
our understanding for God's love was very limited.
我们对神爱的理解是很有限的。
I still remember when I first saved,
我还记得当我刚得救的时候，
I had quite a bit of natural love for the Lord.
我对主有很多天然的一些冲动和感情。
But just within a few years,
但是几年之后，
my natural energy, my natural love gradually faded away.
我天然的精力就消耗殆尽了。
But thank the Lord,
但是感谢主，
it was by then the Holy Spirit started to do deeper work in me so that I can start to experience his love in a fuller fashion in the midst of my struggles.
也就是在那个时候开始，圣灵在每天的生活当中做工在我身上，让我在真的是自己的挣扎里面能够认识经历到神的爱。
Today,
今天
we know God is working among us to recover the spiritual reality in his church.
我们知道神在他的教会当中，在我们中间正在做恢复的工作，就是要恢复属灵的实际。
And one of the main recovery works is the recovery of the genuine brotherly love.
这个属灵实际的恢复，其中一个主要的恢复，就是要恢复真正的弟兄相爱的实际。
That's why from the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
这就是为什么在启示录二到三章，
God shows us this church in Philadelphia.
神让我们看见腓拉帖腓的教会。
This is the church of brotherly love.
腓拉帖腓的教会是弟兄相爱的教会。
He pointed us out to see this church to help us see this is what he is after.
神给我们看见腓拉帖腓的教会，就是要让我们知道神的心对于他的教会的心意是什么。
Now, when we read the Lord's comment about this church in Philadelphia,
如果我们看主耶稣基督对腓拉帖腓教会的评语
，on the surface,
表面上看
，we can hardly see anything specifically talking about their brotherly love.
主并没有特别的讲到他们是怎样的弟兄相爱。
But yet,
但是
，it was through their way of gathering and their way to worship.
弟兄相爱的实际是显在他们的聚会里面，显在他们的敬拜中。
They truly embraced the reality of brotherly love.
所有的这一些都囊括了在他们中间弟兄相爱的实际。
So from this we can see,
从这里我们可以看见
brotherly love is not something that we do or we say on the surface.
弟兄相爱并不是我们要在表面上特别的去说什么做什么。
But it is a manifestation from how we gather before the Lord.
这是显在我们到底是如何聚在一起的。
This is why it is so important for us to carefully consider what are the spiritual principles we can learn from the church in Philadelphia.
所以我们就要仔细地想，在腓拉帖腓的教会里面有什么属灵的原则是我们可以学习的。
From Revelation 3, verse 7 to 12, we can find five important elements about this assembly.
刚刚我们读的启示录三章七到十二节，我们可以找到五个主要的要素。
These five important elements in their assembly enables them to engage in brotherly love to and prevail despite all the challenges they faced.
这个弟兄相爱的，哦，对不起，这五个要素使他们弟兄相爱的实际在他们的聚会当中可以在任何的环境下都得胜。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
brotherly love is not just for a few individuals.
弟兄相爱并不是只是对几个人的呼召和责任而已。
Brotherly love is for everyone in the assembly.
弟兄相爱是对聚会当中每一个人的要求。
So we all have the responsibility for the Lord's testimony.
那是因为我们每一个得救的人，我们的肩上都肩负着耶稣基督见证的责任。
The way how we live.
我们生活的方式
the way how we show up to worship,
我们是如何聚在一起敬拜的
the way we talk to brothers and sisters,
我们又是如何与人交谈的
all these,
所有的这一些
have a real influence to the overall spiritual atmosphere in the assembly,
对聚会当中属灵的氛围和空气都有直接的影响
so let us pay extra attention to these five important elements,
让我们来仔细看一下这五个要素是什么
So that we can all do our parts in order to let the Lord's testimony to shine through our assembly.
好让我们真的都能各尽其职，使耶稣基督的见证借着这个聚会能够发表出来。
First,
第一点
the Lord said,
主耶稣说
I know your deeds.
我知道你的行为。
From this we can see,
从这一个评语里我们看见
the saints in Philadelphia, they not only preach God's word,
圣徒并不是只用口来传讲神的话
But they also live and serve according to what they learn from God's word.
他们的生活他们的侍奉都是依据于他们所学习到的主耶稣基督的话
So the Lord said to them,
所以主对他们说
I know your deeds.
我认识你们的行为
Second,
第二点
the Lord said,
主耶稣说
you have a little power.
你略有一点力量
We know that the church in Philadelphia was a small assembly with not too many people.
我们知道腓拉帖腓的教会在当时不过是山上的一个小教会，根本没有太多的人聚集。
Most likely they don't have any great spiritual men and women among their midst.
非常有可能在他们中间没有什么属灵的伟人。
These people were just small, regular people in Christ.
这些人可能很可能不过就是小人物，在基督里面很平凡的人。
But what made them special in the eyes of the Lord?
但是为什么他们在主耶稣的眼里那么的不平凡，那么特殊呢？
Was their obedience and their willingness to give however little they have?
就是因为他们虽然只是有微薄的力量，却愿意靠着这个略微一点点的力量去顺服，去给予。
So the Lord Jesus commended them.
所以主耶稣称赞他们。
That through their little strength they obey God's will.
因为他们靠着自己一点点微薄的力量，愿意来顺服神的旨意。
It was a big testimony for the Lord.
力量虽然小，但是见证在神的面前却是巨大的。
Number three.
第三点。
The Lord said.
主耶稣说。
You have kept my word.
你遵守了我的道。
In that time,
在那个时候,
we know that many heresies and falsehoods floating around the churches in Minor Asia.
我们知道在那个时候, 在小亚细亚已经出现了各样的异端和各样的异教之风。
And many of these churches were in confusions and chaos because of the strange teachings sneaking into the assemblies.
在那个时候, 很多奇异的教训都已经渗透到教会的里面, 然后使弟兄姊妹们中间出现了分歧、争端。
But we see that the saints in Philadelphia,
但是我们看见在腓拉铁菲教会的圣徒们
They strive to stand firm and honor the word of God among their midst.
他们在自己的聚会里面高举神的话并且在神的话中站立的稳
They did not compromise the truth.
他们没有伤害真理也不让真理被妥协
Number four.
第四点
The Lord said,
主耶稣说
You have not denied my name.
你们没有弃绝我的名
The saints in Philadelphia exalted the name of the Lord Jesus.
腓拉铁菲聚会的圣徒们，他们高举耶稣基督的名。
Not any name of the famous people in this world.
他们不是去跟随世界上有名望的人。
Not any names of these famous servants of God.
也不是高举在神家中有名望的仆人。
But they only lifted up and magnified the name of our Lord Jesus Christ among the assembly.
他们只是在自己的聚会当中高举尊崇耶稣基督的名。
Number five.
第五点。
Jesus said to them.
主耶稣对他们说。
I am coming quickly.
我必快来。
The saints in Philadelphia are those who eagerly watch and wait for the coming of the Lord.
在那里的圣徒们，他们都是一心的忍耐，追求等待耶稣基督的再临。
It is in this love of his appearing.
因为他们爱慕耶稣基督的显现。
They kept watching.
所以他们一直的警醒。
They kept themselves pure.
他们一直的保守自己在神面前。
They remain faithful in the Lord.
他们一直保守自己在神面前有纯一单纯的心在神面前忠心
and they serve with all diligence,
并且殷勤的侍奉
not for man,
不是为着人
but only for the Lord,
单单为着耶稣基督的自己
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
let us fellowship on four practical aspects of this brotherly love.
说到弟兄相爱让我们再来交通四个我们可以实际操作的点
The first one,
第一点
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32
第一点来自于以弗所书四章三十二节。
I'll just read it for brothers and sisters.
我来读一下。
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
The first point.
第一个我们可以操作的点。
We have to learn to forgive our brothers and sisters.From our hearts.
就是真实的学习在我们的心中去赦免那些得罪过我们的弟兄姊妹们。
Unforgiveness
不赦免
is the biggest hindrance of brotherly love.
对于弟兄相爱的这个实际来说是最大的一个障碍。
But for the sake of the Lord's testimony,
但是为着耶稣基督的见证
by the mercy of God,
靠着神的怜悯
we have to deal with our secret grudges against one another.
我们不得不在神的面前解决掉我们心中这一些隐藏的嫌隙、怨恨。
Maybe we got hurt because of some things they said to us.
可能是对方说了一些得罪我们的话，使我们受伤了。
Maybe we got hurt by something people have done to us.
或者是他做了什么让我们很为难的事。
May we come back to the Lord.
愿我们都能够将这些事带回到神的面前。
And ask the Lord to set us free from this hurtful condition.
求神让我们在这一些受伤的光景里面被释放出来，得以自由。
Second point.
第二点，第二个。
Is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25.
第二个实行的点是来自于哥林多前书十二章二十五节。
I'll just read this verse for brothers and sisters.
我来读一遍。
So that there may be no division in the body.But that the members may have the same care for one another.
免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
So the second point.
第二个可以实行的点。
Let us start caring for the brothers and sisters whom God put in our lives.
让我们开始关心那些神放在我们身边的弟兄姊妹们。
When the Spirit puts a burden in our hearts to reach out, maybe with a simple text or with a simple phone call.
当圣灵将感动放在我们的心里，或许只是很简单的发一条讯息，打一个电话。
Let us try to obey the Spirit and reach out.
让我们去顺服圣灵，然后联系对方。
Even though it may seem like a very small thing.
是的，这不过就是一件很小的事。
But brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
We have to remember.
我们要记住。
The Bible told us.
圣经告诉我们。
This is the day of small things.
现在是小事的日子，不要藐视小事的日子。
The Lord honors our secret obedience in small things, and He will bless it.
当我们在小事上真的是暗中去顺服的时候，神会尊重我们，并且以此祝福我们。
The key here is that we have to be attentive and to obey the Spirit.
这里的关键是我们要对圣灵的感动要留意，并且愿意顺服。
So may we start small.
让我们从小事上开始
做起。And the Lord will continue to expand our capacity to love.
让我们因着在小事上顺服，神就能够让在我们爱的疆界上能够不断的拓展我们。
Number three.
第三点。
Ephesians chapter 4:15
是来自于我们刚刚读过的以弗所书四章十五节。
Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Indeed, how much we need to hold fast to what is true in love.
我们非常的需要在爱中坚守那一些真正真实的。
And to be truthful before God and speak truth enough.To one another.
并且在神面前是真实的，我们才能够彼此之间在爱中说诚实的话。
And finally, number four.
第四点。
Let us read Jude 1:21.
最后是来读犹大书一章二十一节。
Keep yourself in the love of God, anxiously waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
We know many damages have already been done among God's children just in the past few years.
我们知道过去的几年，在神的百姓当中，有一些破坏和伤害的确造成了。
And it is very understandable.
也非常的理解。
That many hurtful things may have already caused our agape love towards God and our brothers and sisters to grow cold.
当这一些让人受伤的事情发生的时候，我们这一个向着神、向着人的这个 agape 的爱，的确会渐渐冷淡。
Let us come back to God.
让我们能重新回到神的面前。
And ask Him to once again fill us with His great love.
求神能够再一次的用他的大爱来充满我们。
And we learn to keep ourselves in the love of God.
并且学习保守自己，常常住在神的爱中。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，In the Book of Revelation, chapter 3.
在启示录三章这里
，We saw that the saints in Philadelphia，
我们看见菲拉铁菲教会的圣徒们
，Despite the love of many people of God grow cold in the last days，
虽然在那个时候很多人的爱心已经渐渐冷淡了
，But，
但是
，Those saints in Philadelphia，
那里的圣徒
，They are overcomers，
他们是得胜者
，Who truly embraced brotherly love，
他们是得胜者，他们真的活出了。弟兄相爱的实际。
And Jesus told them,
所以主耶稣告诉他们说
He who overcomes,
那一些得胜的
I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
我要让他在神的殿中做柱子。
These saints in Philadelphia,
那些在腓拉铁菲教会的圣徒们
They stand firm in the word of God.
他们在神的话语当中站立的稳。
They magnify the name of the Lord Jesus.
他们单单的高举耶稣基督的名。
They forgive one another.
他们互相的赦免饶恕。
They care for one another.
他们也彼此关怀。
They speak truth to one another.
他们在爱中彼此说诚实的真话。
And they kept themselves in the love of God.
他们也常保守自己住在神的爱中。
And because of that,
因此
the Lord told them,
主耶稣告诉他们
说 They will be pillars in the temple in New Jerusalem.
你们在新耶路撒冷城神的殿中将会是柱子。
Because their life are matured and built up and perfected in love.
因为他们的生命已经成熟了，他们在爱中已经被建立的完全。
So that they can stand up in the temple of God Almighty in the eternal city forever and ever.
所以他们能永永远远的在神的圣城当中支撑起主神全能者和羔羊的殿。
So may the Lord once again fill us with his great love.
愿主再一次地将他的爱充满我们。
To restore the first love for him.
恢复我们向着他起初的爱。
And to recover the testimony of brotherly love among us.
在我们当中也能够恢复弟兄相爱的实际。
So that in love,
好让我们在爱中
we can be all built up together into the body of Christ.
让我们一同地被建立起来，作为耶稣基督身体合一的见证。
May all the glory be unto him.
愿所有的荣耀都归给主。
We'll pass the following time to Brother 世伯。
把时间给世伯弟兄。
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
借着我们弟兄提醒我们是弟兄相爱。
That through our brother we were reminded to have this brotherly love.
那我这是在主面前寻求，主也给我一句非常简单的话。
And as I was seeking before the Lord gave me a very simple phrase.
虽然简单，但我们知道主的话总是有很深的意思。
Even though it's quite simple, we know that it has a very deep meaning.
所以我们今天早上借着这句话，我们可以彼此提醒，彼此劝勉。
And so, so through these words, may we truly be encouraged and reminded.
我们先来读几节经文。
Let's first turn to a couple of verses.
都在约翰福音。
All in the book of John.
13:23.
In John chapter 13, verse 23.
有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
There was at the table reclining in Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
第二节经文，约翰福音20:2.
And the second, from John chapter 20, verse 2.
就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。
So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him.
第三节经文21:20，我们就读第一部分。
And the third verse, from John chapter 21, verse 20, just the first half.
彼得转过来，看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着。
And Peter turned around and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them.
我想我们读三节经文，弟兄姐妹可能有注意到有一句话重复的出现。
And as we read these three verses, I trust that brothers and sisters saw that there was a phrase that was often repeated in these verses.
这是今天早晨我的负担。
And that is the burden that I have to share this morning.
弟兄姐妹可能也猜到，那这个题目就是主所爱的门徒。
And the common theme is the disciple whom the Lord loved.
那我们感谢神，我们读约翰福音的弟兄姐妹，我们知道。
But we who know, we who have read this gospel know.
那我们知道这里主所爱的门徒就是指的使徒约翰他自己。
And we know that the disciple whom Jesus loved points to the disciple John.
但是圣灵既然所写下来的是说主所爱的门徒，而没有讲直接讲说约翰，我们知道这其中有意思。
But we see that through the Spirit that what is often recorded is the disciple whom Jesus loved, not John by name.
我想有一个很简单的解释，我想也蛮合理的解释。
And so I think that there is a very simple explanation to this.
因为我相信主所爱的门徒不能或是不会只有约翰一个人。
And we see that the disciple whom Jesus loved could not have only been the disciple John.
因为在历史历代以来的圣徒里面，我们相信一定有许多是主所爱的门徒。
And we see that through history and through, that there are many saints whom the Lord has loved.
所以我们感谢主，圣灵在这里感动是写下这句话。
And so we thank the Lord that through the leading of the Spirit that it is written in this way.
所以我们今天早上就来默想这句话。
So let's meditate upon this phrase.
那这句话有两部分。
And there are two parts to this phrase.
第一部分是主所爱的。
And the first is that the one whom the Lord loved.
第二部分就是门徒。
And the other part is the disciple.
那感谢主，刚才神借着我们Sharon弟兄把这个主的爱好也讲了很多。
And we thank the Lord that through our brother Sherwin that we were reminded of the love of the Lord.
我们感谢神。
And so we thank the Lord.
那我们知道说，我们也可以问这个问题，究竟谁是主所爱的？
And we can also ask this question, who was the one whom Jesus loved?
那我们知道说，要知道主是否爱我们，我们不是凭我们自己的想象。
And to know that the Lord loves us is not by our own imagination.
也不能凭我们自己的感觉。
And it's not by our own feelings.
我记得我们就很久以前，我们探访一对弟兄姊妹。
And I remember a while ago that we were visiting a brother and sister.
那跟那弟兄姊妹交通的时候，我记得后来那姊妹有讲一句话。
And as we were visiting them, the sister said one thing to me.
那姊妹就是说，她说我觉得主不爱我。
And she said, I feel that the Lord does not love me.
我们并没有责怪那个姊妹。
And we did not rebuke this sister.
因为如果我们要照我们的感觉来看主是否爱我们的话，我想我们都会很多时候我们会这样说。
And if we look at the love of the Lord by our own feelings, then oftentimes we might have the exact same feeling as the sister.
我们会常常说，主好像不爱我了。
And we might see that in our lives that sometimes maybe we feel that the Lord does not love us.
所以我们不能凭我们的感觉来说主是不是爱我们。
So we cannot rely on our own personal feelings to say that the Lord does not love us.
因为弟兄姐妹，我们要知道我们的感觉并不纯净。
Because brothers and sisters, we know that our own feelings are not the truth.
Not pure.
Or not pure.
因为我们的魂，这魂生命现在还是需要主来炼净。
And the soulish life that we have must be cleansed by the Lord.
所以感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
我们知不知道主爱我们，就像我们要靠的就是要靠神的话。
And whether or not we can come to know that the Lord loves us is through His Word.
那我们弟兄刚才已经用很多圣经的话语让我们看见说神是爱我们的。
And we were reminded through our brother sharing earlier that through many different verses that the Lord loves us.
那我个人也很喜欢一首孩子们唱的歌，儿歌。
And I also really enjoy a children's song.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹会唱。
And I trust that many brothers and sisters know
how to sing this song. 那首儿歌讲的非常简单。
And it's very simple.
其实也讲出这个答案。
And it is also the answer.
因为他说，耶稣爱我，我知道。
It is, Jesus loves me, this I know.
因为圣经告诉我。
For the Bible tells me so.
所以我们感谢神，在圣经里面的确，神告诉我们他爱我们。
So we thank the Lord that through the Bible, through His Word, we can see that the Lord loves us.
那我们也知道，刚才弟兄也提过，万事万物都在改变。
And we see, and we were reminded through our brother sharing that things are constantly changing.
我们自己也在改变。
And we ourselves are also changing.
这天地都要过去。
And that the heavens and the earth will pass away.
但只有我们的神。昨日今日直到永远都不改变。
But only our Lord, from yesterday, today, forever, He will not change.
神的话也永不改变。
And the word of our Lord will not change.
所以我每次读到神的话，知道神爱我。
So when we read the word of the Lord, we are reminded that the Lord loves us.
我就知道神爱我。
And that I can know that He loves me.
不需要想其他的理由。
I don't need to come up with any other reason.
不需要看我们的环境。
I don't need to look at my surroundings.
因为神说我爱你。
Because the Lord tells us that He loves us.
感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
我们在圣经上最有名的一句话就是约翰福音三章十六节。
And there's a very famous verse in John 3:16.
那也讲到神爱世人。
It tells us that for God so loved the world.
那我们在罗马书一章七节那里神也这样说。
And in Romans chapter 1 verse 7 it also tells us.
他说我这是保罗他说我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱奉召做圣徒的众人。
And as Paul writes, to all those in Rome who are loved by God, called to be saints.
所以我们这些信主的弟兄姐妹，我们是为神所爱的。
So we who are loved, we are loved by the Lord, that we are called His children.
那帖撒罗尼迦后书二章十三节也是这样说。
And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13, it also tells us.
神感动保罗是这样写的。
And the Lord encourages Paul to write.
他说，主所爱的弟兄们啊。
He writes, brethren beloved by the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们读圣经，我们看见太多这样的经节告诉我们，神是爱我们的。
So brothers and sisters, we see that through many different verses that we can see that the Lord loves us.
我们是为神所爱的。
And that we are loved by Him.
我们为这个感谢神。
And for this, we can give thanks to Him.
所以我们知道，我们现在可以回答这个问题，谁是主所爱的？
So we can answer this question of who does the Lord love, and that is us.
我们接下来要看这第二部分。
And so we can take a look at the second part.
门徒
The disciples.
我们先来读一段圣一节经文，马太福音28章19节。
We'll read from Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
这里讲到说
，tells us，
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
这句话是主耶稣基督亲口说的。
And this is something that is spoken by the Lord Jesus Himself.
所以我们从这句话看见说。做主的门徒是主的心愿。
And so we see that from this, we can see that to be a disciple is the heart of the Lord.
所以主是愿意我们都成为他的门徒。
And the Lord desires each and every one of us to be his disciple.
但我们知道在新约圣经是用希腊文写成的。
And we know that in the New Testament is written mostly in Greek.
所以门徒这个字呢，在希腊文里面，我们至少可以看到两个意思。
And the disciple in Greek can be seen in two different ways.
第一个意思就是学生。
And the first is to be a student.
那谁是我们的老师？
But who is our teacher?
那当然就是我们主耶稣自己。
And that is the Lord Jesus himself.
所以感谢神，我们在主面前呢，我们是他的学生，所以我们要学习他所教导我们的。
We thank the Lord that as students we can learn from the teacher, which is the Lord Jesus himself.
那在门徒呢这个字呢有另外一个也有第二层的意思。
And there's another meaning behind disciple in Greek.
那就是跟随者。
And that is to be a follower.
所以我们知道说我们读福音书里面看见主每次呼召门徒的时候。
So as we see through the Gospels that as the Lord calls these different disciples.
主都是这样说你来跟从我。
He tells them to follow him.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
你要做主的门徒，就是要跟着主耶稣。
To be a disciple of the Lord is to follow the Lord.
所以主若往东边去，我们就往东边去。
And so if the Lord is to go one direction, then we follow him in that direction.
主往西边去，我们就往西边去。
And if he is to go to the east or to the west, we follow him in that way.
如果主往东边去，我们往西边去。
And if the Lord is going east and we are going west,
这就是叫做背叛，叛逆。
And that is to be a rebel.
不过我们感谢神，我们弟兄姐妹通常不会做这样的事。
But we thank the Lord as children of God, we might not do this.
但我感觉我们常常会做犯一个另外的错误。
But we might fall short in a different way.
所以如果主往东边去
，And if the Lord goes to the east,
我们好像也往东边去。
And we might also go in that easterly direction.
但我们方向稍微偏了一下。
But the direction that we are traveling is not the exact same way.
往了东北去了。
We might go towards the northeast.
所以我们觉得说，哦，我们也是往东边去。
And even though we feel like we might be going in an easterly direction,
但这并不是跟从主。
This is not following after the Lord.
跟从主真的是要好好的跟着。
We must follow closely with the Lord.
所以我想，主借着这句话，让我们看见说，我们的确应该要好好的来跟从我们的主。
So the Lord constantly reminds us that we have to follow closely with Him.
因为我们知道，要跟从主的话，才能做主的门徒。
And so we know that to follow closely after Him is a requisite of being His disciple.
那门徒这个字。这个中文字我觉得这个翻译的非常好。
And the word disciple is translated in Chinese very well.
因为在这里中文字呢，我们懂中文知道，它放了这个徒弟这个字放在里面。
And in the Chinese, it is written as an apprentice.
因为我们知道有徒弟就是有一个师父。
And we know that to be an apprentice, that you have to have a master.
我们这个学徒这个徒弟呢，他当然首先就是做学生，他要跟着师父来学习。
And to be apprentice, you must follow and you must learn from this master.
但是我们觉得徒弟呢，他是这不只是学习这个师父的手艺而已。
And to be an apprentice, it isn't just to learn the ways of the master, the skills.
他也要跟师父学习他生活他的品格这些性情方面。
But he has to learn the life of the master.
所以我们知道这个徒弟呢在我们的观念里面知道事实上徒弟跟师父是住在一起的。
And so we know that an apprentice lives with the master.
所以他可以不仅是学师父的手艺他还可以学师父的做人的态度。
And so the apprentice learns not only the skills of the master, but that it also learns the life of the master.
所以我们感谢神，神说他呼召我们做他的门徒。
And so we see that as the Lord calls us to be His disciples,
所以不仅要学习我们的主。
We not only must learn of the Lord,
我们也要跟着我们的主。
But that we must also follow after him.
所以我们一直跟着我们的主，事实上也是圣经上告诉我们，我们应该学习住在主里面。
And as we follow after him, that we must also live and abide in him.
因为这徒弟跟师父是住在一起的。
Because the apprentice lives with the master.
所以我们读旧约的时候，我们有时候也发现说，那些先知的门徒在旧约中，事实上就是讲先知的儿子们。
And so as we see the disciples of these different prophets in the Old Testament, that they are often apprentices. They are called sons.
对，如果读英文圣经就很清楚，他就直接记载说先知的儿子们。
And the sons of the prophets.
那我们知道儿子是什么。
And what are sons?
儿子住在家里面。
And sons live in the home.
住在父神的家中。
They live in the Father's house.
所以我们感谢神，所以主说你要做我的门徒。
And so we see that as the Lord calls us to be His disciples.
因为主知道我们必须要学习主。
That we must learn from Him.
主也知道我们必须要住在他里面。
And we must also live and abide with Him.
那我们知道说，那做主的门徒会有很多奖赏的。
And we know that to be His disciples, that there's many rewards.
那其中有一个奖赏，我们刚才读经的时候也读过。
And there is one in particular that we have read before.
就是约翰福音十三章二十三节那里讲到。
In John chapter 13 verse 23.
他说那个主爱的门徒是侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
And the one whom Jesus loved was reclining at the table in Jesus' bosom.
这个主所爱的门徒，他有这个权利。他可以侧身，他可以靠在主的胸怀里面。
And the disciple whom Jesus loved had the opportunity to be close to the Lord and to recline in the bosom of our Lord.
当然，我每次想在思想这句话的时候，我在想说，哦，我们现在都成人了。
And as I was meditating upon this, I was thinking that we are all mature and adults.
怎么样去靠在别人的胸怀中，觉得非常满足
？And how can we find joy? In the Lord's bosom.
有时候很难想象。
And I think that this is something that's very hard to imagine.
对，感谢神，但是感谢神，神今年也赐给我们聚会有三个baby.
And this year, we had a couple different babies that were born amongst this congregation.
我每次看到这些 baby， 他们父亲或母亲要抱在他们，把孩子抱在这婴儿抱在他们胸怀前的时候，我就可以想象说，哦，那个实在是非常的满足。
And oftentimes we see that the baby is held close to the mother, and we see how content they are.
因为我看到他们的两只手、两只脚都非常的放松。
And that the baby themselves are very relaxed.
他们就非常安详的、安息的，就躺在他们父亲或母亲的怀中。
And they are, and they have peace as they are held close to the father or the mother.
我想这是主借的这个图画，让我们看见说，靠在主胸怀前哈，也是有这样的安息。
And we can see this picture that as we draw ourselves close to the Lord Jesus Himself, that we also can be in this same manner.
当我们知道我们的神是灵
，And we know that the Lord Jesus is a spirit.
所以我们如果靠近神的胸怀的时候，我们得到那种饱足感是灵里面的饱足感。
And so to be fulfilled is in the spirit.
那在灵里的饱足感超过这世上一切事物能够给我们的满足。
To be filled in the spirit is more than something that this earthly life can give us.
我想这是我们彼此可以勉励，我们一起来学习的。
And that this is something that we can learn, encourage with one another.
所以我们感谢神。
And so we thank the Lord.
神的心愿，主的心愿是要我们做他的门徒。
And the Lord desires us to be His disciples.
那我们也看见说，神已经爱我们了。
And we can see that the Lord has already loved us.
所以我们也可以做这样的结论说，事实上我们都可以做主所爱的门徒。
And so we can all make this conclusion that we can all become disciples whom Jesus loved.
神已经做成他那一部分，神已经爱了我们。
And the Lord Jesus has done His part, and He has loved us.
那在我们这部分呢，我相信在门徒这方面呢，我们还是要有很多的学习。
But as a disciple, that we have many things to learn still.
所以我们现在知道，既然知道门徒的意思。
And so now we know the meaning of a disciple.
第一个，我们要学习主。
And one, we must learn from him.
所以我们可以彼此勉励，我们每天，因为我们主是非常丰盛的主。
And we know that the Lord Jesus is one who is abundant.
所以我们每天一定都可以在我们主身上学习到新的事物。
And so every day that we can learn something new from him.
所以这一点是其实是非常激励我们的。
And may this be an encouragement to us.
我们不可能哪一天起来说，哦，主啊，好像没什么我可以学习的了。
And may we never wake up and say that there is nothing else to learn from the Lord.
那第二点呢，我们要学习就是要跟从主。
And the second point is that we must follow after the Lord.
我刚才说过，我们常常是跟，但是好像方向偏了一点。
And oftentimes we see that in our own lives that we follow, but not closely enough.
所以我们靠主的爱来彼此勉励。
So may through the love of the Lord, may we encourage one another.
我们来跟随主，紧紧的跟着。
That we can follow and follow closely.
那这样我们就是主的好门徒了。
So that we can become good disciples.
我们感谢神，我们也是主所爱的门徒了。
We thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to be called disciples whom the Lord loved.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你是爱。
Because you are love.
你也在爱中建立我们。
And that in love that you have built us up.
主啊，让我们今天早晨对你，向你对我们所说的话有所回应。
And so this morning, through the words that you have spoken to us, may we have a response.
谢谢你继续借你的圣灵赐给我们力量。
We thank you that through your spirit that you have given us strength.
好叫我们有这个力量来爱你。
And by this strength that we can come to love you more.
我们来做你的学生。
And that we can become your students.
我们来跟随你。
And that we can follow after you.
主啊，好叫你在教会的工作能够早日完成。
So Lord, may you do the great work in your church.
然后你可以回来。
And bring it into accomplishment
谢谢
so you can return. We thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉主耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.